Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Golden Age by James Maxwell. Performed by Simon Vance. For my wife, Alicia, with all my love. 1. Roaring thunder crackled and boomed, rippling across the waters of the Maltherian Sea, bouncing from isle to isle. The sound climbed the cliffs, skirting the shore of a heavy landmass. Arriving at a city nestled in the curve of a harbour, it rolled over the signs of civilization, mud-brick houses and towering temples of stone. In unison, tens of thousands of people woke, gasping with fear. The rumble was louder than any storm experienced in living memory. The heavens themselves were breaking. The sky would soon come raining down in pieces. At a proud villa crowning a hill near the city's centre, the thunder shattered the slumber of a young, dark-haired woman. Chloe's eyes shot open, her heart pounding in her chest. Lying on her back on her bed pallet, her gaze darted to the stone window where a thin curtain billowed in the breeze. The window revealed a starry night sky with not a single cloud in sight to obscure the firmament. This time of year, early summer, it rarely rained, and when she'd bid her father good night, there hadn't been any sign of a storm. With the fading of the thunder, she now wondered if she'd heard it at all. Perhaps the gods had visited her dreams and sent her a message to wake, for the cobwebs of sleep were now entirely banished. Silence ensued. Chloe rolled out of bed and stood, her pulse still racing. Barefoot and naked on such a warm night, she rummaged in her clothing chest and swiftly wrapped a plain white chiton around her body, folding the diaphanous garment and fastening it with a copper pin. She exited her bedchamber, one of the many rooms in her father's sprawling villa, and walked down the hall to check on her younger sister. Having just woken, Chloe's long flowing hair was unkempt, and she tucked a stray lock behind her ear. Sophia lay on her pallet, wide-eyed and terrified. Just 11, she was 8 years younger than her sister.
"Chloe,"
Sophia said hesitantly,
"I'm scared."
"Hush," she soothed, "I'm just going to go and see. I'll come straight back." Evidently, despite the cloudless sky, the thunder was real. Frowning, Chloe went back through the wide hallway, stone-walled on both sides, and through the reception, the main communal space, with marble statues in the corner.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?